Weekend Arts Roundup is supported by Stages Theater. If you do that at home, don't worry. We do it in the studio, too. It's time for the Arts Roundup. Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News is here. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning. This week, it's all about murderous musicals.
Moida
and music.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Now, so, how do those things go together?
I have three musicals about murder.
Okay. What a theme, Marianne.
I don't know what's happening in the Twin Cities right now, but there's something in the water. First off, Murder for Two at Park Square Theater. This is a two-person show in which one person plays the detective and the other plays all the suspects, all the other characters. They both play piano. It's a hilarious, fun, light piece. And it's just, a lovely show. So this is at Park Square Theater, and they have all these moments around the piano as they sort of, one starts playing, the other one starts playing, and then they chat and do their comedy, do their thing. So
Okay. Very
fun. Next, based on a real story, Glenn Sheen at the History Theater.
I've been hearing kind of little rumblings
yes,
about this.
Exactly. So this is based on the real story about the Congdon family tragedy in 1977 when she, Elizabeth Congdon, and her nurse, Velma, were murdered, and the people charged were family members. But it's just the start of this bizarre tale that Jeffrey Hatcher has now turned into a murderous musical featuring the music of Chan Pauling.
Very cool.
Yes, yeah. Very, very cool. So it's a dark musical that has wicked dialogue and evocative music. That's Glenn Sheen at the History Theater. So those are two shows right here in downtown St. Paul. Downtown St. Paul. We got one at Park Square and one at the History Theater. And then, last but not least, Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
Continuing the murder theme.
Yeah, so this is the famous Stephen Sondheim show about a barber who lives above, well, I remember it as being staged as above the shop of the meat pie producer, Mrs. Lovett, and the relationship between the two of them, as well as this whole story about revenge and love being torn apart. So that's the famed Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, which is being put on by Theater Latte Da and has already received some excellent, excellent rave reviews. This is at the Ritz Theater and runs through October 25th. So we've got Murder for Two, Glenn Sheen at the History Theater, and Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, over at the Ritz Theater in Minneapolis.
All right.
Music and murder.
It's a good opportunity for you to get out and see some theater.
Who knew it was such a delightful combo?
But I it's the time of year, Marianne. Come on.
What
it's October.
Oh, okay.
It's getting a little creepy, a little Halloween-y.
That's true.
A little murderous.
Good point. So, yes, enjoy your murder while tapping your toes and humming away.
Exactly. Well, we have the shows that Marianne has talked about linked at thecurrent.org. You can check out some more information. The Arts Roundup each and every Thursday morning here on The Current's Morning Show. Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News. Thank you, Marianne.
Always a pleasure.
And there she goes. She's walking away.